This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. We're just getting job numbers this hour. The new report shows America added 287,000 jobs last month. That is way above what was expected. The unemployment rate is now at 4.9%. Let's put those numbers in context with Lindsay Piegza. She is Chief Economist and Managing Director at Stifel Nicolaus. Thanks for joining us, Lindsay.
Good morning.
So we had a really big number in June, but of course that follows a very disappointing number in May, which we actually also just learned was even worse than we thought, kind of an in-between month before that. What's the big picture when you add up the trends?
Well, that's exactly right. It's important not to put too much emphasis on 1 or 2 months' data points. So we do look at that longer-term 3-month trend, which did rise in June up to 140,000. But remember, this is down markedly from a near 300,000 pace at the end of last year. We slowed to 200,000 in the first quarter, and now we've slowed, as I mentioned, to about 100, 150 range. So still no indication of an upward trajectory despite this welcomed outsize increase in June.
Now, we saw the unemployment rate go up from 4.7% to 4.9%. That sounds bad, but as we often try to remind people, sometimes that can be okay because more people are entering the labor force. What are we seeing there?
Well, that's exactly what happened this month. Nearly 500,000 workers moved back into the labor force in June. In fact, nearly the same amount that had dropped out the month prior. So we did see a rise in the unemployment rate to 4.9%. But again, reflecting the fact that more Americans are actively seeking employment. So that's a net positive out of this report.
Now, we try not just to look at jobs, but the quality of the jobs in terms of what people are making there. What do we see in this report about wages?
Well, we did see a minimal monthly increase up just about 1/10 in June, but it was enough to boost the annual pace of earnings up to 2.6%, a new high for 2016. Now, if this is sustained, it will certainly be an indication that the labor market is beginning to firm.
And quickly, what do you think the Fed is thinking as it sees this new number?
Well, the Fed has been very concerned about the health of the labor market. And while this is a reprieve from what we saw near virtually non-existent job creation in May, it does little to emphasize the fact that the Fed has a sense of immediacy to continue raising rates. Job creation, while better in June, again, that longer-term trend still very modest.
Okay, Lindsay Piegza, thanks very much.
Thank you.